your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Welcome to another week. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG. Trent Condon and myself with you until 2 o'clock here today. We will recap the weekend, preview tonight. Indeed, it is Championship Monday. If you can't be in front of your TV sets, sound like a broken record, but one more, well, maybe not one more, the first of which today, promos reminding you that if you're in your car, headed from somewhere till you get back in front of the TV, tune in here. Championship game plays out courtesy of Westwood One. Villanova and Michigan. Villanova about a 7-point favorite at this point. Number opened up at 6.5. It's up to 7. I anticipate it'll even be higher by the time they tip the ball just after 8 o'clock our time. Again, recapping baseball in the 1 o'clock hour. Coming up to begin with, we'll talk to Rob Doster, NBCSports.com, college basketball talk. He's in San Antonio. He joins us in about 20 minutes. Look forward to that. We'll head to Vegas, go inside the numbers with Jason Symbol, find out how the properties or the bettors made out on the Final Four from Saturday, and preview tonight with him, and then baseball in the 1 o'clock before Trent and I go on the record. How was your weekend, TC?
Pretty good. Busy, a lot going on. Got to see some family, which was always good, and back at it once again here with a long week we get through, but we got Masters, we
play
got
that
National Championship.
Oh,
you want to hear it again?
I do. We're going to hear a lot of this week. give me a little chorus of it.
Give you a little taste of what we're going to be hearing. I'm going to guess a ton this week.
It is calming, isn't it?
It is.
It really is.
Feels like you got to change your voice a little bit.
Yeah, well.
Whisper down.
Right.
Hush tones.
You know what I should have asked you to do? As soon as I get off the air today, I'm getting a root canal.
Yes.
That should be looping somehow in my ears as I go through this. Just the soothing piano in the background, the Masters.
And then you'll hear the drill.
Looking forward to it. Oh, boy. Enough about me. That is great. We will hear a lot of that throughout the week. Matt Rudy's going to be here at some point. It's a phenomenal weekend. I can't wait until it's upon us. But we will wait until Thursday. But lots of basketball to get to. I guess we should start by recapping the Final Four before we get into it. And, man, Trent, for a while there, I thought, you know what? Loyola's going to play for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michigan just clamped down defensively. They guarded the three-point line, which is why I think they got a chance to keep this one close tonight. They're fifth in the country defending the three-point line, which obviously is going to play a huge role tonight. Should they be the ones climbing up on the ladder and cutting down the nets? Because Villanova is unbelievable at making their threes. But, man, for a while, Trent, I don't know about you. I thought that Little Loyola is going to pick off Michigan, and by gosh, they're going to do it.
Yeah, I had that feeling for quite a while, the first half. Now, I felt like that's kind of how the first half was going to go, ugly, low scoring.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it was. It was ugly and low scoring.
But I anticipated Michigan coming out of the locker room and getting right back into it, kind of gaining control, and it just wasn't coming. You get to the under 16, and then the under, well, when's the switch going to flip?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start thinking.
Loyola got the 47 points, and essentially at that point, that was it.
They cashed in their chips.
They did. I mean, Michigan just forced the turnovers. They were making their threes in the end. The transfer, Robinson,
mm-hmm.
he started, and he was ice cold in the first half. He made a couple of huge threes to cut that gap and to force Loyola into a timeout. I think that his last one made it 47-45. Loyola is still clinging to that lead, but too much Mo Wagner.
Yeah. He was the difference in him diving into the presser.
How about that?
Oh, I mean, the face of Grant Hill, which has become a meme or a meme-y, as,
you know what,
as your buddy Jim Dance called it.
I probably couldn't make too much fun of that because I have no idea how to say that word until now. And I have no idea if it's a GIF or a GIF. I think it's a GIF, but I'm not really 100% sure. I think you got to cut us old guys a little bit of slack on that. But is it a meme? Is that what you guys
a meme, yes. Meme? A meme.
But, yeah, that's going to live forever. And Rafferty's glasses and Mr. and Mrs. Wagner, the shot of them as their boy is leaping into the stands. And I'm guessing Beeline was holding his breath at one point, too. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, good God, that's the last thing you need. But they're the right team. Both teams that advanced from Saturday are the right two teams. As good as Kansas' story was, they were still overmatched, Trent.
They were. And well,
they didn't know what hit them.
What did we talk about on Friday, though? If Villanova shoots it, they really didn't have a chance.
And that's what happened.
Now, I didn't anticipate 18-40,
right,
but
right,
that's what happens. And there were times, yeah, they were hitting open shots.
Who was the kid
shots.
That was 10, Pashal?
Yeah.
10 of 11, is that what he was?
Yeah.
Something like that?
And there were moments where they played good defense. They had a hand in the face. They just hit it. That's when Villanova's going like that, there's nobody in the country that can beat them. And this leads, so we'll get to our thoughts on tonight. But if it does happen for Villanova, a culmination, two titles in 3 years, this group, not a bunch of one-and-done guys. It's probably not even a group of guys that's going to be great NBA players. I don't see – there's some solid guys in there that I think will play for a long time, but nobody that you'd at least put destined for All-Star, anything like that.
There's nobody on that team that your team – if you're an NBA fan, your team has to have.
Right.
Right.
But where do they rank? The way that college basketball is, two titles in 3 years, I mean – first place, at least in my lifetime, I go to is the back-to-back Duke teams.
Yeah,
Hurley, Leitner,
yeah,
Thomas and Grant Hill,
yeah,
a lot of other parts in there. That's where I always go. But do they at least need to start to get into that conversation if it culminates with another title tonight?
2 and 3. Here's where I think that they're very fortunate this year. And we've had this take essentially most of the season, I think, that there really isn't a dominant team in college basketball. Look, Kansas won the toughest league, by in most people's opinion, yet again, and no one would claim that this was Bill Self's best Kansas team by a long shot.
No,
and this was the historically, I guess if they want to call it that, the best league in the country this year was the Big 12, and won by an average Kansas team. So they were lucky, I think, that just the basketball was, I don't know if you want to say down is the right term. But look, you can't take it away from them. 2 out of 3, and they're going to be the ones left standing at the end, assuming they win tonight.
It feels so odd to call this one of the greatest teams ever, because as good as they are, it just doesn't feel like
that. Do you need a
transcendent kind of player?
Yeah, it's a different, and Brunson's a great player.
He is, yeah.
And
Bridges
nothing
is
away from
excellent.
Him. Bridges didn't have a game on Saturday.
No.
I mean, think about that. As easy as they beat Kansas.
And he'll probably have the best NBA career,
I would
guess.
But he was quiet. You know what? I'm going to look it up. What did he finish up with? Do you know off the top of your head? Because I know. 10.
10.
That's
yeah.
it.
But that also goes to the depth of this team. The style that they can play. Spellman has become a star.
Yes, he has.
You put one big guy.
DiVincenzo off the bench.
Yes. So many pieces, so many parts, so many different ways. And with college basketball being down. And the other two, I would say, most talented teams that probably could hang with them. When Villanova's playing their best and another team is playing their best, I think are Duke and Michigan State. Well, neither of them showed up for the Final Four, right? So, but when those two teams, at least in terms of talent, are playing their best, still, if you get Duke or Michigan State playing at their best and Villanova playing like they would Saturday night, do either of those teams beat Villanova?
No.
I don't think so either.
Look, we were just talking about the college basketball's best conference this year. Who were the best three teams in the conference this year? I think most people would say Kansas, Texas Tech, and West Virginia. I mean, and they just crushed every single one of
ran
them.
Ran roughshod.
Bing, bang, boom.
Right.
Right.
Nobody, I mean, West Virginia was there until
for
the last
a while,
4 minutes.
And they got beat by what, 12,
yeah,
I think it was?
Yeah, right. 13.
13?
Yeah. I had the adjusted line, I think, at 12 and a half, or maybe it was 11 and a half. It was one of those two.
Well, I knew you'd know.
Yes. It's right around the number.
Especially if it came close to the number,
yes,
right?
Yes, right. I love those adjusted point spreads. And I might be playing with the adjusted point spread tonight,
I have
too.
A strong opinion tonight, by the way. On the number.
On the number.
If I was in Vegas, I would take the elastic band off the bankroll tonight.
Okay. I'm going to guess that's the favorite.
No. No, it's neither.
Neither.
I think the total's way too high.
Oh,
I don't think this game comes close to $1.45.
Well, and that goes back to tonight. Michigan, this is not Michigan as we've known them under Beeline. They can play D. How they got back in the game, they played D.
That's 100% right.
They got stops. Yep. It wasn't, and then they hit 9 of 11 threes down the stretch, and they pulled it out 87-85. They got stops.
And who's Jay Wright going to game plan for tonight? Wagner.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have a game, they have no chance.
True. That, yes, absolutely. You find a way to slow down Wagner. Mm-hmm. You beat this team. All right. Duncan Robinson, he hits a couple of threes. So be it. But outside of that, and Charles Matthews is a nice player.
Mm-hmm.
But Villanova doesn't need to game plan to stop Charles Matthews.
No. And you know, Simpson, who struggles on offense, he's a good defensive player.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he's going to get the Brunson matchup, I would assume, but he's nothing offensively. I just think I just don't think there's any way in the world. Now, I shouldn't say that. Game goes to overtime and then all bets are off,
right?
But it sure seems to me like the total's way too high.
What is the number?
Buck 45.
145. So
that's 75-68.
75 around the number. Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
So that's the one. That's the one that you looked at.
Well, I still think Villanova's going to win convincingly, but I don't want to, you know, go out of here with that feeling because I want a good basketball game tonight.
Sure.
We talked about it all last week that we think that this thing, you know, our run as sports fans of really good championships.
Yes.
And we've been on an unbelievable run.
Mm-hmm.
We said last week that I just don't see it continuing. Should Villanova get there? And look at how they're just, again, Texas Tech, West Virginia, and Kansas, they just rolled through college basketball's best conference.
Easily.
Rolled.
Easily.
Right.
And it's looking like it's going to be another title appearance for the Big Ten. Great. Another title game loss for the Big Ten.
I hope. I'm pulling for Michigan tonight. I'll admit. The Beeline star, I love Beeline. I want him to win.
The clean coach.
Yes, absolutely. See, it sure seems like that, right? I want Michigan to win tonight. I like the Wagner story. There's a couple of stories on there that I'm pulling for, but I just don't see it.
You know, the narrative that continues, the Big Ten hasn't won a title since 2000. And we hear that pretty much every year at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out. Yet during that time,
Eustace ejection.
Yes,
yes. And I had Tom Izzo on the radio, right? I know he was probably playing to his audience in some respects. I was working with Bob Dyer, but I believe he was genuine when he said this. He said that to them, the most difficult game in the entire tournament, and they cut down the nets, was Iowa State.
Well, it was. Do you remember the pass?
They said whoever won that game, Izzo felt, was going to win the national championship.
I want to say the Michigan State path that year was pretty easy.
I don't remember.
Now, in the Final Four, remember, they played Wisconsin,
who
was an 8 seed that got there, and then won the title over Florida? Yeah, it was Florida. Billy Donovan,
okay.
not one of the great
They
Florida
hadn't arrived
teams.
Yet.
Right.
Yeah, they were coming still.
I mean, there's no doubt that those were the two best teams in the country at that time. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Iowa State was playing at a level that was right there and just so happened.
A couple of calls went against them.
Yeah.
Game was in Detroit and what was it?
Auburn Hills,
what it was, right. So anyways, we digress to the Wayback
Machine. Where were we going?
I don't know.
Remember. Oh, the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
But since that time, Michigan State's played for another title. Indiana has played for a title. Ohio State, Illinois, Michigan. I mean, we've had tons of teams that have been there but haven't been able to get there. And it gets into what this really is the Big Ten versus Big 12 argument. Because I was arguing with the Cyclone fan the other day about this, and I was starting to get annoyed. Well, it's just Kansas. Kansas is the only team in the last 30 years that's even played for a title in the Big 8/Big 12. You got to go back to 1988, Billy, and Oklahoma.
Is that right?
They haven't had another team play for a title. So, yes, Kansas is a great program.
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't prop up the whole rest of the Big 12, should it?
And I don't know the premise of your argument, but I don't disagree with
that. We were a couple beers into things, too.
Yeah.
So
right.
I don't remember exactly the parameters, but I'm just getting annoyed. Yes, the Big 12 is this year the best conference. Absolutely. But overall, when you're, the Big 10 hasn't even won a title in almost 20 years now. That's great. But the rest of the Big 12 hasn't done much themselves. It's been Kansas.
Yeah.
So you can't just take Kansas and claim it everything that they do is your own as a conference. That's where my annoyance came. So for that argument, go Wolves tonight. For that argument.
All right.
For my bankroll, go Nova.
Are you? Well, because you're live, right?
I am.
What did you get? 18 to 1?
22 to 1. Hedge?
No. You don't have
Let
to.
It ride.
Let it ride.
I'm a 6.5-point favorite with
don't
a 22
think?
To 1
I
ticket.
I think it's 7. Yes. I think the number's up to 7.
7?
And I don't think it's finished yet.
I feel even better.
You should. I think you're. I hate to say it, but I hate you. I think you're home free, Trent.
Oh boy.
I mean, that's the kiss of death,
that's
right?
That's the kiss of death right there.
A couple of notes on baseball. I loved your Twins yesterday. Mm-hmm. I watched a ton of baseball yesterday. I watched Ohtani's performance in Oakland as he took the mound for the first time. 240 credentialed Japanese media members in Oakland to watch his first start of the year. 240!
Pretty good gig, right?
Jeez.
You get to go across the pond, cover a little baseball.
And you know what? Here's the thing. I don't think a lot of them are going to be staying here, Trent.
Yeah.
I never forget when we were in, I don't know what year it was. I'm going to say 97. It might have been the first year we went to cover spring training. And we went to Dodger Town, and Hideki Nomo was there.
Okay.
Right? Hideki Nomo?
No.
No, Hideo Nomo.
Hideo Nomo.
Hideo Nomo.
Hideki Arabu.
Right.
The fat pussy
Hideo
toad.
Hideo Nomo. Right. And just blown away by the number of Japanese media. So this has been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they love their superstar athletes when they get to another country and, you know, make an impact. But yesterday, just watching this guy warm up and the media following as close as they could. And then when he took the mound, he struck out the first batter that he faced. Now, he did give up a 3-run home run, but I think he had 6 strikeouts in the game. But he was really good. But the thing that annoyed me yesterday is about your Twins.
Uh-oh.
And it's those crappin' unwritten rules of baseball, right?
Yes, yes.
They're up. What were they up?
7-0. 7-0.
Barrios goes back to the mound to try to get the complete game shutout. Was he giving up a hit at the time?
He had.
He had given up one hit.
But
yes.
He had retired, I think, 17
hit,
in a row.
Right, and the hit was kind of a little question. It was the right call, but, you know, if he was in target field and it was late in the game, that might have been an error type of thing.
Gotcha.
All right. So the catcher comes to the plate. Cisco for Baltimore is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's a strict pull hitter.
Okay.
So Molitor sets his defense. You know, he's going to put the shift on.
Absolutely.
Put the shift on.
That's the way the baseball is today.
Right. Exactly. He's moving everybody over, meaning that there's nobody covering third base.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 7-0 game. He's in the ninth inning. And Cisco has the, air quote, audacity to lay down a bunt for a base hit. Okay. Twins apparently were apoplectic, some of them, after the game.
Yes.
Brian Dozier was very outspoken, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're going to play defense like that,
mm-hmm.
shouldn't you expect that the other team, if you're going to try and take something away while you're up 7-0,
mm-hmm.
doesn't that open the door for the team that's batting to go ahead and play the game out?
There's no doubt. I mean, the Twins are dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
Brian Dozier, heard a couple other guys. I was listening to the radio and the post-game show, and they brought a couple guys.
Were they beefing about it on there?
They were, and it wasn't anything. Like, you could hear the tone was, well, we didn't really like it. It's kind of, eh.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, because I read the quotes then. The quotes sounded more harsh than the actual.
Just seeing them in print?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to shift. That's what happens.
You can be expected.
You got to play it straight because you're up 7-0. Then play it straight.
Right.
Then don't shift.
Then they wouldn't have bunted.
Absolutely. But you shifted, so they're going to mm-hmm. do whatever they want.
Good for Buck Showalter.
Yes. You're putting yourself in the best scenario you believe to win the game.
Buck Showalter's going to counter.
Yes. And the other thing, you know, for the kid that did, what was the kid's name?
Cisco.
Cisco. For him, and this is something that the Orioles have talked about apparently a lot before the year. Teams are going to shift. We're going to do this.
Yeah, that was one of the things they focused at spring training, apparently.
So next,
that came out after the game, too.
The next series comes up. All right. We know if we shift, they're going to drop it down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we shouldn't shift in this. Whatever it is, it just adds a little layer. These guys are still playing, too. They're still making money, too, and they got 159 more games to go themselves.
Right.
They're trying to make it as good as possible for them. No problem with it. Way it should. And the unwritten rules of baseball.
I hate them.
Annoy the crap out of me.
I'm with you. If you're a Cubs fan, and some of them are, they're already on the ledge. It's opening weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 2-2. The Marlins are in full tank mode. I get that. You're not scoring. You're leaving runners in scoring position. Your starting pitcher, the four of them that started walked away with, I think the only one that figured in a decision was Quintana, right? He lost. He was sailing along and had one bad inning. I think they put up a 5 spot on him, but Lester didn't factor in the decision. Hendricks pitched well and didn't factor. Who am I missing? Lester, Quintana.
Because today's Chatwood.
Today's Chatwood. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
The starting pitcher's not going according. Oh yeah, Yu Darvish, who hit the first batter he saw. and then in the same inning gave up an upper deck shot. But point being is Trent, that I know it's the Marlins. It's a four-game series. You split 2-2. The team is going to hit, right?
Yes.
Javier Baez is not going to bat 067 the entire year.
Right.
Ian Happ, who saw the first pitch of the season and parked it into the right field seats, he hasn't got another hit after that. But he's going to hit. Your team is going to be... It's four games. But the overreact so far is just...
Typical.
Well, is it, or is it a product of the just the built? Because if you're in Chicago, you're hearing Cappy talk about a historical season already, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you've been told that this is going to be a really special year. We've bought in. I mean, I'm over 100 wins for this team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's four games. They're 500 right now.
And if this would have happened in the middle of July, nobody would have missed a beat. But it happens at the beginning.
And it's Miami. I get that.
Yeah,
you can't name two guys on their team.
No. Well, one of them, Starlin Castro.
Yeah, who was a former Cub, and he was really good. He had a really good weekend.
Yes.
He did.
After that, a lot of question marks.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll take a timeout. We'll get Rob Doster in here. We'll talk some more college basketball with Rob Doster, NBC Sports. More bright baseball conversation in the 1 o'clock hour. Off to Vegas we'll go at 12:45. Inside the Numbers with Jason Symbol. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I are here until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Last year, hundreds of animals came to the ARL with urgent medical needs, and the cost to provide care and treatment for these animals exceeded $300,000. We will never turn away an animal in need, especially an animal that has suffered abuse or neglect and not only needs medical attention, but also needs to receive love and compassion. Please consider donating to the ARL's Miracle Medical Fund to help us save lives and make a difference for these animals. Donate at arl-iowa.org/miraclemedicalfund.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
My name is Becky Moomy, and I'm with the Sparkle Run. This is our fifth year of the Sparkle Run in memory of Aaron Moomy, who passed away from leukemia in October of 2013. The Sparkle Run benefits local nonprofits who support families affected by childhood cancer. This year's event is on Sunday, May 6th, and will benefit the Pinky Swear Foundation, who supports families through rent and mortgage payments, car payments, insurance, child care, and gas cards. We will have family activities and packet pickup from 12 to 2 p.m., a 5K walk and run at 2 p.m., and a 1-mile fun run at 3 p.m. All this is held at DMAC in Ankeny. For more information or to register, go to getmeregistered.com/thesparklerun.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I with you until 2 o'clock. We'll head to Vegas coming up here in about 20 minutes or so, 15 or 20 minutes. We'll head to Vegas. Jason Symbol CG Technology will join us. We'll go inside the numbers. The numbers opened at 6.5. It's up to 7. The total is 145. That's where I would be looking. At that total. I just don't think there's going to be that many points scored in the game today. I just don't see it. Rob Doster, collegebasketballtalk.com. Let's get to him, shall we? He joins us from the Final Four city, San Antonio. Rob, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you, Rob Doster?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Doing fine. Hey, before we get into the game itself, what about San Antonio as a Final Four city? It seems like it would be ideal. I mean, everybody, or most of everybody, on Sunday, I'm assuming at some point, have made it down to the Riverwalk. You know, where the fan base is always going to be, right? I love New Orleans for the Super Bowl because everybody's going to be in the French Quarter. I would think San Antonio is ideal, but wanted to ask you about it.
In theory, it's been great. You know, everything is walkable. From my hotel, I can get also to all the good bars and restaurants within 10 minutes. I can also get to the Alamo Dome within 15 minutes if I'm walking. If I'm on the shuttle, it takes me like 2.5 minutes if there's no traffic. The problem is that the whole downtown area is like 10 or 12 square blocks, which is where all the hotels are, which is where all the bars are and all the restaurants and the Alamo Dome and the mall and the convention center. And everything and everybody is congregated in this one, like, tiny 10-block radius section. And it gets really, really crowded. Like, the Riverwalk, it's really difficult just to walk up and down the Riverwalk on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday just because there's so many people around. And because the cell service has been an absolute nightmare and an absolute train wreck. But, I mean, the food's great. The restaurants are great. The bars are fun. Everything is walkable. You don't have to worry about getting an Uber. You don't have to worry about driving anywhere. It's just a little bit too many people for what San Antonio, what this area can kind of withstand, if that makes sense.
Old man Doster, here we are. The grumpiness is out.
Yeah, no, I kind of judge myself for this, man. But it's like at some point, it's just kind of like, look, I don't want to feel like I'm going to get knocked off the Riverwalk and into that nasty water just because everybody, every single person in the world is apparently down there on the Riverwalk at the same time. And the other problem is you can't actually get into the restaurants down there. You go up and you put your name on the list, and it's like an hour and 15-minute wait just to get a table. So it's a little too much in terms of how many people are here and what the area can kind of hold. But, you know, it's better to have a place that's good and just a little bit too crowded than have a place that's not good at all with nobody there.
Any idea what it would cost? I mean, obviously, if you're sitting in the upper deck and in the, one of the ends, it's not going to cost much, at least you would think. But what's an average ticket price for this championship tonight, Rob? Any idea at all?
I actually haven't looked it up. I haven't gone on SeatGeek or stuff up. I know it was about $300 to get in the door for the Saturday games, which is about pretty standard for what has been around Final Fours. I do think that the price is probably going to go down without Kansas here. It would have been more expensive to get in with Kansas here because, I mean, we're driving distance from Lawrence. So that would have changed things a little bit. I think without the Jayhawk fans here, we're probably going to be expect it to be completely packed, have every seat taken tonight. So you could probably get in the door for pretty cheap. You can, in the next 8 hours, find a way to get to San Antonio.
Could happen. Could happen. And there's a few people out there, I'm sure, maybe thinking about making it happen. Rob, next year it'll be Minneapolis in the Final Four. I'm looking forward to that one, planning on making my way up for that one. But let's get into the games, what you saw Saturday night. When did it hit you where you felt, oh my goodness, Loyola's going to play for a national title? And then how quickly it changed. But did that thought really creep in that this is going to happen? The Ramblers are going to get it done?
Well, yeah, but my thought wasn't, oh man, this is going to be...
There's that cell service Rob was talking about.
Yeah.
We'll get it back.
Got us. I'm anxious to know what his thought was going to be. So, yes, please, redial him. Will you please? We were hanging on that thought. Rob Doss, we'll get back to San Antonio for him in a moment. You know, I would have thought, and I guess he's right, if you've never been to San Antonio, the Riverwalk is not, it's not real wide to begin with. And I'm not talking about the river. The river's not a river. The river's a stream. Maybe that's a little unfair, but it's not like you would think when you talk about a river, right? And I could see that with the number of people down on the Riverwalk, which doesn't go for miles. It's a couple of blocks, I would think, on both sides. But I could see that it might be problematic at some times. All right, let's get back to Rob Doster. He rejoins us. Trent asked you about the game, and why don't you finish your thought before we move on, Rob?
Well, I'm not on the bandwagon, but I was enjoying the Louisville Chicago run. I was kind of tired of it. I thought the whole Sister Jean thing was a little bit played out. And, look, I understand it's a great story, but Loyola wouldn't have had any kind of shot against Villanova to win that game. And I want to see a good game on the last game of the college basketball season, the last game that we're going to see for 8 months. So I'm glad that Michigan's there. I do think Michigan has a chance, and I think Villanova's going to win, and I think Villanova's going to cover the 6.5. But if you guys will allow me to play a little bit of devil's advocate here, so Michigan has a phenomenal defensive point guard in Xavier Simpson. Right? I think that at the very least, he's going to be able to make things difficult for Jalen Brunson.
I agree.
I think that Michigan has the versatile and perimeter-oriented pieces to be able to run around with Michigan. They're not going to have that mismatch like Udoka Azubuike trying to guard Amari Spellman on the perimeter because I think Mo Wagner should at the very least be able to understand like how to close out and understand how to stay connected to somebody on the perimeter because, I mean, that's what defenders have to do with him. So I think there's a little bit of a better matchup there. And I also think that Michigan has the big athletic wings, the Jordan Poole's, the Charles Matthews's, the Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman, Duncan Robinson. And I'm really proud that I got Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman twice in a row. That's not an easy one to say. It's got a lot of syllables. So they have the guys that can kind of be switchable, guard different positions, and can chase guys like Eric Paschal around on the perimeter. So the other part of it is that Michigan is not only an elite defense, they're really good at running people off the three-point line. Like, Kansas was never good at that. Kansas was never good at their rotation. They were never good at being able to identify shooters. And it was difficult for them because they had to help. But it was always like they were playing four or five on the perimeter against Villanova because Azubuike just kind of was in the lane, right? Well, Michigan's going to be able to play five on five and they're already really drilled at making sure that they can get players off the three-point line. Effectively, they're kind of like what Texas Tech was. Now, Texas Tech was probably a little bit more talented on the offensive end of the court, but they gave Villanova trouble. Villanova shot 4-for-24 from three in that game. And if Michigan can find a way to kind of do that same thing, to kind of slow down the avalanche of threes that you know are coming with Villanova, and, you know, make some shots of their own, that's going to be the key, right? They only have one game in this tournament where they actually make shots. And there's no way that they can beat Villanova if they don't make shots. So they're going to have to shoot better from three.
Darn it. He's right.
He's right. Nailed it.
All right, then we'll give up on that, don't you think? Or do you want to try once more? I don't think we should either. We both love Simpson. He is as good a defender as maybe Villanova is going to run up against in this tournament, although West Virginia's got a bunch of them too. So maybe that's not as big of an angle. But I don't know, Trent. I'm starting to think that I'm starting to struggle to make this case for Michigan.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
It does.
Inevitable. And
that we're trying to fool ourselves, yeah, is what it feels like.
That's the thought today, because as I'm conjuring in my mind this morning, all right, how do we try to sell that this is going to be a good game? And I just kept coming back. Outside of Villanova goes 4-of-25 shooting three.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, there isn't any X's and O's reason. Well, this is where Michigan can exploit them. You can't exploit this Villanova team.
I don't think you can either. And their bigs are so good at passing the ball out to find the open looks for the guards to fire up a three. You know, somebody asked me this morning, one of my colleagues in the New York branch, are you going to sell this game on your radio show today?
well, it took us 38 minutes and then we stopped.
Yeah. I'm good because, you know, as I told him, I'm selling the under. I want this game to be good. I want Michigan to be able to go toe-to-toe with these guys. But if Wagner doesn't play like he played against Loyola, and Loyola, as good as they are and as fun a story as they are, they're a far cry from Nova, for crying out loud. I mean,
it's a different level.
It's a different level. You know who played the best game? You know what Loyola's best player on the floor was Saturday? Krugwig, the freshman.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, he had that old man's game going a little bit with that, you know, that baby hook. Richardson, they took him completely out of the game. You know, one more thing, and I'm glad he kind of brought up Sister Jean a little bit, because her 15 minutes of fame are up. We all went gaga about how many people showed up at her press conference, right? And I thought it was really cool, too. And it was. 300 journalists, media people show up at that thing. Are you aware, because I wasn't aware of this aspect of it, that going on simultaneously, some of Loyola's players were in another room meeting the press.
Mm-hmm.
And Towns, who'd been really good, I think it was him, they showed the picture. He had two media people in his big room asking him questions.
Yeah.
Sister Jean, who didn't make a shot all year.
Mm-hmm.
Great story, give you that. But why would they hold it at the same time?
That was the disappointing
aspect.
That's
on the NCAA. That's not on Loyola. That's on the NCAA.
And when we heard that Sister Jean was getting her own press conference.
I thought it was cool, didn't you?
Yeah, we chuckled about it. Oh, that's fun and fun for her. And just the
some of her quotes, this only 15 minutes already. I could have stayed an hour.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I mean, how cute.
Because she's excellent. Yes. She is. She's funny. She's engaging. She's interesting. She gets clicks.
Right.
She's, you know.
She sold. She did a lot of good as far as putting money in the coffers of the university.
Her bobblehead was the highest selling bobblehead. I mean, just on and on and on.
Her license. She basically gave up her licensing rights to Loyola. Good for her.
Yes, but it's the other aspect. The guys that are actually
the
out
players.
There. Those are the ones. Yeah. When I heard that, I was disappointed. Disappointed to see that they put it at the same time and that. I get it. Everybody.
There's guys playing in the Final Four, and they show up for their mandatory press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody in the room to ask them a question.
Because Sister Jean's there.
They're all next door.
Right.
With Sister Jean. Yeah, that's on the NCAA.
Yeah.
That's just yet another thing that's swing and a miss. Unbelievable.
Imagine that, huh?
Yeah, imagine. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll head to the desert. Jason Simple, CG Technology. Inside the numbers. The bettors win. What do you think? Did the bettors win on Saturday night? Villanova covering?
Villanova covering, Michigan covering.
A lot of Loyola. I think probably the Joes bet Loyola. The pros might have been on Michigan.
Okay.
The public was probably all over the Loyola story. Conversely, Kansas, they're kind of a public team.
They are. Blue blood, mm-hmm. getting five and a half.
I'm starting to wonder if the properties didn't clean up again.
Maybe they can comp me a hotel room then. How about that?
Did they get your money? Who did you play?
Actually, one of my fun prop bets I hit, my favorite one, I had Loyola leading at the half,
and
Michigan winning outright.
Nice.
And it paid 8-1. So that was a little.
That's a good one.
The rest of the props I did not hit, but that was the one that I did.
Well, and you could afford to lose seven others.
Absolutely.
To break even.
Yes. And I think I only lost five. So
there you go.
Came out ahead.
Put a positive spin on it, Trent Conn. Then we'll take a timeout off to Vegas when we come back. Jason Sybil will be here. It's the Ken Miller Show. We're here until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Why wait? Don't hesitate. Come on, let's get away.
Being in Des Moines, you just get it through the experience.
I'm a fan of a lot of our fast, casual cuisine.
I love the theater and the shopping. My kids love to go to the parks.
There's a lot going on musically.
If you can't find things to do in Des Moines,
you must be boring.
This is a magical place.
Don't miss out. Visit catchdesmoines.com and plan your getaway to Greater Des Moines.
Catch what you've been missing.
Battery testing from AutoZone helps you do a lot. It saves someone from buying a new battery they didn't need. It helped start a truck, a car, a minivan. Not once, but twice. And it proved that this ride only had a loose cable. Just one less thing to worry about. And it's just one of the services that AutoZone offers for free. From battery testing to helpful advice, doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones, too. Like going on a cleaning spree. Buy three, get a free $10 gift card on items like Swiffer and Bounty. Or letting your hair down because it looks that good. With Pantene shampoo and conditioner, $4.99 each. Get low prices on thousands of items and free two-day shipping today and every day. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply. Free two-day shipping when you spend $35 or use your red card on eligible items.
Join coaches Ben Jacobson, Fran McCaffrey, Steve Prohm, and the new Drake coach, along with their wives, as they form one team with the American Cancer Society for the 11th annual Coaches vs. Cancer Gala, presented by Hy-Vee on Friday, May 4th at the Ron Pearson Center in West Des Moines. A great opportunity to gather with friends, family, colleagues for an evening to honor those who are currently facing a journey with cancer, to celebrate all cancer survivors, and remember those who have lost the battle to cancer. Don't miss this special evening and the opportunity to make a difference for cancer patients and their families. Contact Katie Knutson at the American Cancer Society to purchase tickets. Call 515-727-0058 or visit CoachesVersCancerGala.com.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at MRExecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I until 2. Jimmy B and TC, afternoon drive today from 4 until 6. If you can't be in front of your TV, the championship game plays here on 1700 KBGG. Coverage underway at 6. 2 hours of pregame, Trent.
Oh, getting after it. Well, they have some of their
2 hours
packaged pieces that they have, really? You know, things like that. Yeah, they'll keep it busy.
Because it doesn't tip to like, what, 8:07 or something like that?
8:20.
No, it's really brutal. All right, we head to Vegas, shall we? It'll be 6:20 out there, so it's not as bad Pacific time. Jason Sybil, CG Technology. Jason, Trent, and Ken, how are you?
6 o'clock game for us, a fun evening.
Yeah, I bet, right? So did the books win? Did the bettors win from Saturday night?
Saturday night, the bettors won. You know, the books had been enjoying an extremely good March Madness all tournament long. Last night, the bettors finally got the best of us. A lot of people parlayed together those two favorites, Michigan and Villanova, and that ended up getting home.
So how about the props? There are a lot more props the deeper you go, you know, the players' props, things like that. We know this is certainly not as busy on the weekend as your first two weekends that you had, but you can have a lot of people going in there playing some player totals, things like that, or is it overall pretty quiet in comparison?
Well, we do offer more. You know, the fewer games there are, the more props there end up being on each of the games. You know, we have an entire prop sheet out for tonight's game. Look, it's nothing compared to the Super Bowl or those first 4 days, but, you know, we've got a lot of cool stuff, you know, a full page of props, some player props, some you know, who's going to score the most points, stuff like that. That's pretty. That are pretty fun.
Do you have an over-under total of 3-pointers for Villanova?
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned that because I was actually just looking. The biggest, the most prop we've gotten action on is who will make the most threes, Michigan or Nova. Nova is a -170 favorite, and they're all betting Villanova, not surprisingly.
Yeah, not surprised at all. No, I mean, look, what Michigan does have going for them is they're the fifth best team defensively in the country against guarding against the three, but Villanova, just a different animal. Well, I'm kind of surprised, Jason, that the results, because I would have thought, you know, that Loyola became such a popular team that the Joes, if you want to call them that, that the public would have been all over Loyola in that first game. But apparently that wasn't the case, huh?
No, Michigan is such a public team, and they had actually been playing quite well. You know, they had the one close scare against Houston, but other than that, they've been playing quite well. And, you know, the Cinderella, of course, can only go so far in people's minds. So they really did like Michigan in that game. And of course, you know, everybody's been riding the Villanova train all the way. They've been just, you know, really defeating all these opponents quite easily.
So has that led to the public all over Villanova tonight? You got a ticket count kind of percentage. Where's the betting going this evening?
Yeah, it's all Villanova so far. The line all the way up to 7. You know, it was 6.5 pretty much all day yesterday. It's up to 7 today. You know, we've taken a lot of bets on Villanova, some of the five-figure variety. None such bets that large on Michigan. You know, right now there's about 5 times more money on Villanova. You know, that will certainly closen up as the game gets sooner, but it really, really is a big barrage of money on Nova so far.
Will the line stay at 7, do you think? Is there a chance it even grows 7.5, 8 by tip-off, do you think, or do you think it'll settle?
I don't think so. I mean, 7 is going to be where it stays potentially. You have right now we're at 7 minus 115, and people are really hesitant to lay that number with Villanova. So maybe they'll take Michigan plus 7 minus 05.
How about in terms of futures bets? Is there anything that you're rooting one side or the other because of future bets, or you're pretty good on both sides?
Yeah, we actually do really well, pretty good to both teams. I will say that we do slightly better to Villanova in the futures, but it's not that material of a difference. So we're rooting, we're in a good shape either way. So if the game starts now, we would most certainly be rooting for the Wolverines.
Hmm. Is this mostly, Jason, not knowing if there's any big conventions in Las Vegas this week, is this mostly you guys are catering to the locals, the local Las Vegas population, because of the fact that, you know, as Trent mentioned, it's not opening weekend of the tournaments, where, you know, you can't get a hotel room, it's you can't get a space to watch the games. This basically local flavor tonight?
Yeah, there's really not a tremendous amount of handle that's going to end up happening on this game. It will be the most bet game of the day. That's by far the case. But, you know, it's a Monday night here. You know, a lot of people are on spring break, you know, from the local perspective, so people will be coming in to bet the game. But in terms of tourists coming to town, there's really nothing that stands out, right? You had Easter yesterday, so most people spent that day at home. Nobody really here for the long weekend, so that's going to hurt the handle for sure.
So we know after the game, each and every year, every national writer will come out with their way too early top 25.
I've seen some today already.
They're already starting to trickle their way out. When will you guys post the odds for 2019 to win the national title?
It'll be shortly after this game, you know, maybe a couple, you know, a week or two. You know, usually those things are pretty much set in stone. You end up having a situation like last year where everything was pretty set in stone, and then Marvin Bagley, if you guys remember, he decided to go to Duke quite late, so that will adjust the number, of course. But, you know, you pretty much know who's coming back and who's going to leave for the draft and which high school players are going where already.
Mm. I watched R.J. Barrett this weekend at a tournament, a high school tournament. I think it was in New York, Jason, actually. A couple of just unbelievable talent on the floor. Duke is, they got another one coming. Boy, he was just a man amongst boys in his high school game. Well, the Masters is this week. It starts on Thursday. Tiger's still the favorite. He's still seeing a lot of Tiger money.
A lot of Tiger money. He's not the exact favorite anymore. There's a bunch of guys tied with him. You know, there's a lot of guys at the top who are really kind of in that mix. You've got Tiger and Rory, who's been playing great. Phil's been playing great. Justin Thomas. So there's a lot of guys there. But, of course, Tiger is the one who's been getting the most betting action by far.
I had a baseball question for you. Coming into the year, we had so many favorites in each division. Really, outside of the American League East, the other five divisions were very easy. Could somebody have built a parlay with the Cubs to win the NL Central, the Nationals, the Dodgers, the Indians, and the Astros? Are you allowed to build a parlay with something like that, or do you guys stay away from things like that as it pertains to long futures?
Yeah, our book and most books here in Vegas don't allow parlays of those kind of future bets. You kind of have to just bet those one by one. Mm-hmm. You know, what some other books might do, I can't say for sure, but I know that we don't do that.
I saw that February, the you guys won money. I mean, Nevada as a state won money, but it was down significantly from the previous couple of Februaries. Is that all predicated on the fact that the bettors crushed you guys in the Super Bowl, Jason?
100%. It was all from the Super Bowl. There's a breakdown. If you look into the specific numbers, there's a breakdown of all the sports. And you can see that the basketball and the hockey were pretty good. It was just all football that really hurt us.
Yeah. What about baseball so far, opening weekend? You see much handle? And what is one of the teams that maybe you guys have, you've seen a lot of the pros kind of take advantage early, if that's the case?
Yeah, handle's been pretty good. Handle has been pretty good in the baseball. You know, we've had, our fair amount of bets. You know, some of the teams that are seeing a little bit of action, they're actually getting beaten up pretty bad here, but the Twins, some smart bets on them. You know, maybe look for them to have a good season, like kind of coming off of last year. And I think people betting on the Marlins, believe it or not, because those prices are so inflated, because people think they're obviously not good, but maybe people are thinking that they're a lot worse than they might actually be. In terms of good teams that people are betting, you know, not surprisingly, betting the Indians, betting the Yankees.
Jason, great stuff. Thank you. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Jason Sybil, CG Technology, the Venetian Palazzo, Palms Cosmo, Tropicana, Silverton, the Hard Rock, and headquartered at the M. 1 o'clock hour coming up next. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best. and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
To enjoy life indoors during Iowa's hottest months, call Logier Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can save $3,400 or more with combined rebates on a new Dave Lennox signature system from Logier. Check out LogierHeatingCooling.com for details. For over 110 years, Logier has made Central Iowans happy inside. See customer reviews on Google, Facebook, and the Des Moines BBB website. Call Logier at 267-1000. We make you happy inside.
State Farm agents get what's important to you, especially on game day.
CP3! Ready to watch some hoops?
Did you bring
the red water bottles? Right here.
And my
rabbit's foot keychain. Chris, I'm your State Farm agent. I help protect the things that really matter to you. I'm not a good luck charm.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay. But I think I was sitting in the comfy seat last time.
What?
Get an agent that gets you. State Farm. Here to help life go right.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting Wildwood Hills Ranch.